This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Mike Pesca. It looks kind of easy to play, just put your lips together and blow, but the harmonica is kind of tricky. For most of us who are just left with a slightly moist instrument, we now, at least, can know a little bit about its history. The German Harmonica Museum is on tour in the United States. At this exhibit, you'll learn about a small German town, the birthplace of the harmonica. Ethan Lindsay went for a visit and sent back this report.
Even though it achieved pop music stardom in songs like The Beatles' Love Me Do, few people would call the harmonica cool, let alone important. But for the residents of Trossingen, a 15,000-person town near the German-Swiss border, the harmonica is both of those things and more. I started off my trip there with a tour of the mostly empty German Harmonica Museum. While it may not be a tourist hotspot today, it used to be. This former apartment complex, now museum, in the town's central square, tells the story of the past century and a half of the harmonica. You see, the harmonica was once Trossingen's claim to fame, and also the town's financial bread and butter for most of its existence. Martin Hefner is the museum's director. Spend a day with him, and you'll be shown an old jukebox crammed full of some of the harmonica's biggest hits.
My private favorite one maybe is The Beatles, Love Me Do, you know. But we play a well-known song from an English pop group, The Who.
Martin punches the number into the Wurlitzer.
306. Before you hear the harmonica, you will hear the jew's harp. You know, jew's harp, so doing, doing, doing.
Not only will you hear some classic songs, but you'll also learn more than you needed to know about Matthias Hohner. He's the father of the modern harmonica, and at times over the past century, his Trossingen business produced more than 95% of all the harmonicas sold in the world. Now that number's below 5%. Fernando Breslau is one of the few Hohner Company employees left in town. He says in the beginning the harmonica was a surefire hit because of how cheap and small it was.
It's easy to get one first harmonica, yeah? And you try it, and there is no pressure that you should play it really, really good because Bob Dylan was playing harmonica badly for so much time, right? So if you have it always with you, you can play it loudly, more or less, but you can play it very softly. I have one in a holster here beside me.
Did you just catch that? He has a harmonica in a holster on his belt. At first I thought it was a cell phone. Of course I asked him to play.
Let's see how it goes.
Okay. Besides the harmonica's universal appeal, Hohner's success was due to his business skill. He was one of the first German producers to go after the world market.
So it's impressive to see that by the 1900s that Hohner was selling harmonicas in all continents. Nobody was thinking about globalization there. They just saying, hey, there are people in Afghanistan who want to play harmonica. Let's sell some there. And maybe they even pay better than people from Austria.
But in recent years, it was globalization that devastated the Hohner Company. Hefner, the museum director, says almost all of Trossingen's factories closed when German labor became just too expensive.
So the most Hohner harmonicas today are produced in China and in the Czech Republic.
And Hefner says the departure of the Hohner factories also meant tourism dried up. Standing in the aging harmonica museum, Hefner says that's why he decided to take the show on the road. He says he hopes the traveling exhibition currently touring the U.S. will help keep harmonica music alive. Ethan Lindsay, NPR News, Trossingen, Germany.